This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. In the mid-19th century, two missionaries sailed from England to work among the cannibals on the Fiji Islands. These two missionaries were virtually polar opposites in their theology. One missionary, James Calvert, was a staunch Calvinist. The other, John Hunt, was a convinced Wesleyan. But these two men shared the same passion for a holy life. They both wanted others to know God and to find salvation in Jesus Christ. This was what they lived for, really. I mean, their work was set in a grim context. Hunt wrote that on many days he had to choose between having the shutters on his windows open to get some air in the stifling heat, or closing them to keep out the smell, the stench of human bodies cooking in the village cauldron. In order to keep their sanity in that horrific situation in which they were trying to communicate Jesus Christ, these two missionaries wrote to each other. It was a way of sharing their thoughts. And what they apparently thought about a lot was holiness, sanctification. In one of those letters, Hunt shared with Calvert the longing that they might both, quote, escape the curse of a useless life. How do you escape the curse of a meaningless, useless life and instead live a life worth living? As Irene Cara sang in the movie Flashdance years ago, take your passion and make it happen. Well, that's true, but first you've got to find your passion to make it happen. For the Christian, you find your passion by spending time alone with God, listening to Him, taking your time to be still and quiet before Him. And here's something I think you'll discover. You'll discover that you can't be anything you want to be. That's right. That's what I said. You can't be anything you want to be. You'll discover that you can be only what God wants you to be. But when you're willing to be what God wants you to be, you'll discover what you've always wanted. It sounds a little bit like circular reasoning, I know, but listen to Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Take delight in the Lord, and then He will give you your heart's desires. But first you delight in the Lord. So what do you delight in? Do you delight in the things of God? If you choose to delight, to find joy in God, your delights, what you delight in, will gradually begin to change. See, we spend so much time chasing things that don't really matter. We want what we think someone else has, and all the time they want what they think someone else has. So what's your passion? Is it to know God and to make Him known? That's an ongoing, eternally sustainable passion. It's not just part of the life journey. It is your life journey. I mean, the specifics of how that's expressed may change, and they may become refined or even redefined in different stages of life. But as you live your purpose, you'll discover you can, like James Calvert and John Hunt, those two men, those two missionaries, you will discover commonalities with people whose belief systems may not be exactly like yours, but you can see the big picture that you're painting in life. The colors begin to fall into place. The nuances may not be that important because you're painting something of eternal significance, a life that's worth living. See, as you find your joy in God, you find your purpose. You'll find that life itself, is worth living. Do that, and then come back here next week and join me. But in the meantime, go out and be that person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun.